All right, so we've heard of this, right? We've seen that everywhere. It's kind of all, it's like the cool thing to do now, okay? They took the Black Lives Matter people and they reuniformed them and they gave them a different color flag, and here's the communists, okay? That's them, all right? Good. Now, huh? It does? Okay, so you want to just pull it down a little bit? Okay, you got to pull it down. 6 second delay, all right? We might need that later too, okay? Now, let me just give you several thoughts, okay? So, if you want to write these down, I don't know if you need a bulletin on the back, there's some notes. I want to give you what the Bible says about Israel. Okay, everybody's talking about Israel. Everybody's talking about the United States is sending people to Israel, trying to get them to stop, and cause a ceasefire. And, it's a war. It's a war. If they would have said, ceasefire on October, the 11th of 2021, when our Twin Towers were attacked, we would have said, are you kidding me? Ceasefire, what are you talking about? And everyone on earth today, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. I pray that you would bless now your word. May it be clear, may it be helpful. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us to understand it. In Jesus' name, amen. Everyone on earth today descended from one of three of Noah's sons, right? We got that. Shem, Ham, Japheth. All right? So as much as you don't like the person next to you, you're related, okay? We're all related. One blood, okay? Japheth, okay, so here you are in chapter number 10, Genesis chapter number 10. Japheth, verse number 2. The sons of Japheth, Gomer and Magog and Meda and Javan and Tubal and Meshech and Tiras. Okay, now skip down to verse number 5. It's giving all the genealogy. By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands, everyone after his tongue, after his families, in their nations. Okay, so we have the first son here, Japheth, and he's responsible for the Gentiles. Okay, so here are the isles of the Gentiles, okay, the British Isles and, all those isles over there. Okay, so we're mostly Gentiles, probably all Gentiles, right? The Europeans is basically who that's dealing with there. Now, you get to verse number 6. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Phut, and Canaan. Okay, so it goes on and it gives us some of a name here that we recognize, includes Canaan. Verse number 15. And Canaan begat Sidon, the firstborn, and Heth. Okay, so it gives us some descendants, verse 16, and the Jebusites, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite, and the Hamathite, and afterwards were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. So the Canaanites came from Ham, okay? Then you have Shem, verse number 10. Verse number 10, I'm in a different, sorry, what? Verse 21, thank you. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were born children. Okay, so 21. All right, now look at verse number 25. It finishes that thought. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Now, I'm sorry, chapter 11, verse number 10. That's the part I left out, okay? Chapter 11, verse number 10. Okay, these are the generations of Shem, okay? And we could read all the way through verse number 25, and we could get the generations of Shem. So let's look at verse number 26, Genesis 11, 26. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, okay? Who is his great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather from Noah? Shem, right? Okay, so we got that. Should we look at it again? Okay, you got that. These are generations of Shem, 11, 10. And then it continues this long line of people. And then it gives us Abram, verse 26, right? Then look at verse number 29. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was who? Sarai, okay, who would become Sarah, okay? And then also look at verse 31. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of where? Canaan. Now, who lived there? The first people did, right? The ones that we read about earlier, the second people, okay, the Hamites, right? They lived there in Canaan. Okay, we read that. They dwelt there. So we have Abraham and Sarah live in Canaan. Now look at chapter number 12. The Lord promised Abram, who would become Abraham, a land. Genesis 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, for in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. So he leaves Haran. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and all the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. Now God already promised them, you're going to go into the land. Everywhere you walk, I'm going to give it to you, okay? Everywhere the sole of your foot treads, you're going to have it. This is in Canaan. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sychem, unto the place of Morah, and the Canaanite was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, unto thy seed will I give this land. What land? Canaan, right? He's there. Give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. And there he built an altar unto the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed, going on still toward the south. So if you had a map, you could get some Bible directions here. And I want you to see what happens next. Okay, verse number 10. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. Now, I think we have a pretty good grasp recently of where Egypt is because of Gaza and the people fleeing from Gaza and coming down to that crossing, right, and trying to get into Egypt where they're trying to go. So that is south. It's on that side, right on the Mediterranean Sea, okay? Now, there's a famine. Now, what he does is he gets out of the will of God, okay, and he goes into Egypt. When he goes into Egypt, you know, when you're out of the will of God, you'll do a lot of things that are out of the will of God. Matter of fact, probably most of the things you do out of the will of God. So you know the story. We don't have time to look at the whole thing. He gets out of the will of God. He lies about his wife. Okay, you remember that part? Okay. Then look at chapter 16. We're introduced to another person. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had a handmaid. Where's she from? She's from Egypt, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. So he brings here an Egyptian handmaid, a concubine, okay, brings her back with him. When you're out of the will of God, you'll do everything out of the will of God. So he lies about his wife. He brings back Hagar with him. Now, Hagar is to be the mother of Ishmael. Chapter 15, verse number 1. He leaves Egypt, okay, now he has Hagar with him. We established that from chapter 16, verse number 1. So he got Hagar from Egypt, and Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. Now it's interesting, because Canaan is into the north, so it goes into the south. Verse number 3, and he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai. Okay, so you see a Bible map. We're not going to look at that tonight. But I want you to notice this. As Abram and Lot separate, okay, you remember the whole thing about the cattle. I mentioned it a little bit this morning, okay. They separate. Lot goes his merry way. Verse 11, then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east. And they separated themselves, the one from the other. So Lot journeys east. We're going to look at a map in a minute. Verse number 12. Abram dwelt in the land of where? Canaan. And Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent toward Sodom. Now, Abraham had already been there, so he'd already walked on that land, so that's already his. Lot goes east. Abraham dwells in the cities of Canaan. Again, God gives the promise. Look at verse 14, Genesis 13. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed, how long? Forever. And I will make of thy seed, and I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. And Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the land of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Now, if I was Abram, I'd be walking everywhere. You say, where are you going? I don't have time to sleep. I'm walking. God's going to give me all this land. And I'm just going to walk and get everything I can get, especially he was Jewish, right? And I'm going to get everything I can get. I'm going to take everything God wants to give me. And I'd walked around the whole world if I could, right? So here he is. He's walking everywhere. God gave us the promise to Abraham. Look at chapter 15. The promise is repeated again. Chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in mine house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thy heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. Again, he's in Canaan. Now, verse number 13, Egypt is foretold. Look at verse number 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. What's he talking about? He's talking about Egypt, right? They're down there in Egypt. They're being afflicted for 400 years, and that's how long it was. And also the nations whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward they shall come out with great substance. That's what they did. The Hebrews spoiled the Egyptians. They took all the stuff out of Egypt with them. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and shall be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall come hither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. And it came to pass that when the sun went down, lo, it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning lamp that passed between those pieces. And the same day the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land. Now, this is very important, okay? Watch verse 18. If you miss everything else, watch this one. From the river of Egypt, what is that river? The Nile River. Unto the great river, the river Euphrates. So God said, I am going to tell you your boundaries from the Nile to the Euphrates. And then he says, I'm going to give you all of the ites along with it, okay? And the Kenite, the Kenizzite, the Kadmonite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Rephaims, and all the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Girgashites, and the Jebusites. Okay? Now let me show you just a little picture, okay? So here we have all the communists are marching all around the world, okay? From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Okay? So here's a map of Israel. And this is kind of hard to see, okay? But this is what they're talking about. Here is the Sea of Galilee. Here's the Dead Sea, okay? Here's the river. What river is that? Jordan. The Jordan River, okay? From the river, here's the sea. There's the word, right? Here's Palestine, right? Here's the people right now that we're dealing with in the news that are butchering people, okay? And that's what they did, a bunch of murderous thugs. I have no good words to say. Okay, I better stop. Okay? From the river to the sea, Palestine, they want all of Israel wiped off the map. Okay, that's exactly what they're saying. All of Israel, every Israeli should be exterminated, and they should have all the land. That's exactly what they're saying. Okay? Now, I want you to notice what God said. God said, Abraham, I am going to give you the land from the great river, right? Okay, that's kind of hard to see. But the river of Egypt, okay, is right here. This is the Nile. This is the great river, the river Euphrates. Okay? Okay? This is where Israel is right now. You got a bunch of people complaining that Israel has this land right here, okay? And they want it. And God said, wait a minute, I've given you part of Turkey, most of Syria, half of Iraq, Saudi Arabia, all of Jordan, all of Lebanon, okay, all of Gaza, half of Egypt, that belongs to Israel. In the Bible, did you see that? To the Euphrates. God said all of that belongs to Israel. Every bit of it. And you got a bunch of people that are trying to complain about this. And listen, they lost a lot of that in the war. Okay? Can you imagine the Mexicans coming across the border tonight trying to take over Texas? Well, some states that might work, but not in Texas. Okay? That's not going to go over too well. You lose your property in a war, you lost it. Right? Look, Amaskeg Bridge is right up here, right? You know what that means? There was a lot of Indians living here. Okay? We're living on their land, right? Really. I mean, you can go back and you can try to fight the Indian Wars again. We're not going to do that. But you know what? It's kind of late to be talking about that. Okay? It's kind of late to be talking about you want this land back. You lost it in a war. And there's going to be more wars and they're going to lose more land. Okay? Not Israel. The other guys. Okay? So I think I'm done with that. Okay? Now, here's the title. Here's the title of the message. The land currently occupied by Israel belongs to Israel, and a whole lot more land belongs to Israel. Okay? So we're just going to call it Israel. Now, let's look at chapter number 16. Chapter number 16. And verse number 16. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar begat Ishmael to Abram. So Ishmael is born in chapter 16, verse number 16, to Abram and Hagar. Now, Hagar was not Abram's wife. Who was his wife? Sarah. Where did Hagar come from? Egypt. Was that God's plan? No, that was not God's plan. Chapter 15 and verse number 4. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. So he's talking about here about his servant, okay? He said, your servant's not going to be your heir. That wouldn't be Ishmael anyway. But he said, it's going to be one that comes from your own bowels. Your heir will be your son. Look at chapter 21. Genesis chapter 21 and verse number 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said. And the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare unto him, Isaac. Isaac would be the son of promise. God said, this is the son that I promised that you would have. You laughed, okay? And now he's here, and his name is Isaac. So Isaac was the son of promise, not Ishmael. Here's Ishmael's lasting legacy. Chapter 16. Genesis chapter number 16 and verse number 12. And he, Ishmael, okay, previous verse, and he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Ishmael's lasting legacy is he is the father of the Arab people. Okay, so all of the Arab people have Ishmael as their father. God said, I am going to give Abraham all of Canaan. Look at it again, chapter 17. Now, this isn't the same thing that we read before. It's another. God is reinforcing this promise over and over and over again. Genesis chapter 17 and verse number 8. I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. God promised Sarah a son in chapter 17 and verse number 6. I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And then he said, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant. And he goes on through verse number 16, and I will bless her, Sarah, and give thee a son also of her. Yea, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. And Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old, and shall Sarah that is 90 years old bear? So God said, yes, you will have a son. Abraham laughed because of his lack of faith. And then he asked that Ishmael might be his son of promise. Verse 18. And Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. He said, God, I've already got a son. His name is Ishmael. His mother is Hagar. Let Ishmael have the promise. It was Sarah's idea anyway. No, but God promised him another son, and God named his son. Look at verse 19. And God said, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. The word Isaac means laughter. He said, look, you laughed when I said you were going to have a son because you're 100 years old. This is pretty funny, right? You laughed, but I'm going to have the last laugh. Because every time you call your son, you're going to say, hey, laughter, come here. Oh, yeah, I remember that was funny, but God kept his promise. Hey, laughter, hey, come over here, and we're going to split some wood, right? And he said, every time you call his name, I'm naming him, God said. God gave him his name. You will have a son with your wife, Sarah. His name is Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him and with his seed after him forever. Here's the next thing, point number two. So Ishmael is born to Abraham and Hagar. That was not God's plan. Number two, Isaac is born, chapter 21. Chapter 21. Okay. And look at verse number 3. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. Okay, so God said, I'm naming him. Don't get that wrong. He says, okay, we're going to name him Laughter. And it's Abraham and Sarah, and they have a baby named who? Isaac. Okay, now look at chapter 22. Chapter 22 comes and is the test of Mount Moriah. Verse number 2. It's God's talking to Abraham, and he said, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. Wait a minute, he had two sons, right? But God said, we're going to talk about one son, Isaac, your only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of, where? Moriah. So Abraham went to Moriah, right? Right? And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. So the promise in Mount Moriah, look at verse 16. And said, by myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. It's kind of where Israel is right now, right? Now, Mount Moriah, by the way, is located in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount. Abraham was there, right? We read it in chapter 22. We read the whole story, right? You know the story. Okay, I'm not going to read it to you, but he's there. That belongs not to anybody else. It belongs to the Jews because it is a promise that God made to Abraham. Abraham was there. He walked there, right? God gave it to him, and God gave it to Isaac, his seed after him. Now look at chapter 23. Here's the next point. It's a real short point. Chapter 23 of Genesis, verse number 2. And Sarah died, okay? So Sarah dies. So here's your chronology. Ishmael is born. He's not the son of promise. Isaac is born. He is the son of promise. Sarah dies. Isaac and Ishmael help bury Sarah, later they bury Abraham. Now look, Abraham marries Keturah, chapter 25. So his wife has died, he marries again. Chapter 25, verse 1. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah. Now, she has more children, okay? And she bare him Zimram and Jokshan and Medan and Midian. But that was a problem, wasn't it? And Ishbak and Shua and Jokshah begat Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Dedan, it goes on in that list, okay, and the sons of Midian, it goes on. So you see that she had more children, she had more sons. He has a lot more sons. Now Abraham decides to divide his inheritance before he dies. So before he dies, he gets his family together and he says, listen, this is what I'm going to do. I am going to give my inheritance away before I die. And verse number 5 of chapter 25, and Abram gave all that he had unto Isaac. Wait a minute, that's not fair. Doesn't matter, that's what he did, right? He said, everything I have belongs to Isaac. Kind of get the idea that he is very special, right? He's the son of promise. So Abraham begets Ishmael. Ishmael set aside. Okay, we'll get to Ishmael here in a minute. But we find that Abraham gave all of his inheritance to who? Isaac. Now, what did he do with all of those other children that he had, either through a concubine or concubines or Keturah, verse 6? But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived eastward unto the east country. So he sends them eastward. One of them was Ishmael because he was a son of a concubine, Hagar. Now, chapter 25 gives us a little direction. Look at verse number 13. And these are the names of the sons of Ishmael by their names according to their generations. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajoth and Kedar and Adbeel and Mibsam and Mishma and Duma and Masa, Hada and Tema, Jeter, Napish and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are the names by their towns and by their castles, 12 princes according to their nations. That's exactly what God said he would have, 12 princes. Now look at verse number 17. And these are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he gave up the ghost and died and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is before Egypt, as thou goest toward Assyria. And he died in the presence of all his brethren. Okay? If you wanted to look on a map and find that, you would find that it is Saudi Arabia. Okay, so he ends up here with Assyria, and Assyria actually looped up and around and over the top of Israel after a while. But right here, it's Saudi Arabia. Did Ishmael's 12 princes get a blessing? Yes, they did. God said, I will bless Ishmael. Okay, he's not the son of promise, but I will bless Ishmael. Hey, every time you put gas in your car, remember, God blessed Ishmael. Okay, where's all that oil come from? Saudi Arabia. Where's all that oil come from? All those oil-rich countries where the Ishmaelites live. So God did bless them, but he did not give them the land of promise. See, a big difference. What they didn't get is the land upon which present-day Israel sits. Okay, now look at chapter 15 and verse number 18 again. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land from the river of Egypt, that's the Nile, unto the great river, the river Euphrates. Not, like I said before, they want to exterminate Israel from the river to the sea. Palestine shall be free. Wipe Israel off the map. And God says, no, no, no. Israel belongs in Egypt, belongs in Turkey, belongs in Iraq, belongs in Saudi Arabia, belongs in Lebanon, belongs in Yemen, or not Yemen, but soon, right? Belongs in Jordan, belongs in Syria. Did I say that already? And half of Egypt, all those places, that all belongs to Israel. So I came up with a new little mantra, right? From the Euphrates to the Nile, Israel is going to smile. How about that one? That'd be a good one to put on a billboard. How about this one? Israel, from the Nile to the Euphrates, if you don't like it, go to, well, it rhymes, right? What can I say? And it's in the Greek, okay? Israel, from the Nile to Euphrates, if you don't like it, lump it. Point number five, all right? Is this being recorded? Okay. Point number five, chapter 26. Genesis chapter 26. Now, Isaac, Abraham's son, the son of promise, he is given the same promise from God given to Abraham. Chapter 26, verse 1. And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. And I will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. It sounds like a same promise that was given to his dad. The promise was given to Abraham. The promise was given to Isaac. The same promise from God. Now Isaac has two sons. You remember the story. Jacob and Esau. Chapter 25, verse number 19. These are the generations of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Isaac. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah, to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian, of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban, to Laban, the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, If it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. He was the elder, right? And after him came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. So the elder would serve the younger. Esau would serve Jacob. You know the story how Jacob tricked his father, okay? It was not good, but that's what happened. Now, the promise goes from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. Skips Esau, Esau being the oldest, but the Bible here says God chose Jacob. So let's look at Jacob. Number 6, Jacob. The Lord appears to Jacob in chapter 28. So God already told, Genesis chapter 28, God already told Abraham, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you all the land that you see here. I'm going to give you everything you walk on, like the stars of the sea, like the stars of the heavens, like the sand of the sea. It's all yours. I'm going to bless you. Every nation on earth is going to be blessed because of you. You're going to be in a spot where your enemies are going to be all around you, and yet you're going to prosper. Then he gives the promise to Isaac. Now he gives the promise to Jacob. Chapter 28 and verse number 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. This is in the south of Israel. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and on, okay? So God promised the land, and he mentions in verse 13, Abraham, and he mentions in verse 13, Isaac, and now we have Jacob. Now look at Genesis chapter 32. Here's where Jacob wrestles with the angel of the Lord, who is an Old Testament appearance of Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 32. And verse 26, and he said, Let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Now, we won't get into it, but Jacob means trickster and supplanter. And that's what he did. He supplanted. He stole the birthright, right? He stole the blessing from his brother. So the Lord is making him admit, you know, you're a snake, okay? You're a trickster. You're a supplanter. What's your name? My name is Trickster, Supplanter. And he said, thy name should be called no more Jacob, but what? Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. He said, we're changing your name to Israel. So God promised Abraham all that land. God promised Jacob all that land. And God promised Isaac all that land. Now God promises Jacob that land, and he changes his name to Israel. Wow, there could be something to that. Look at chapter 33. In Genesis chapter number 33, Jacob, Israel, erects an altar. In verse number 18, and Jacob came to Shalem, a city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Padan Aram and pitched his tent before the city. And he bought a parcel of a field where he had spread his tent at the hand of the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. And he erected there an altar and called it El-Elohi Israel. Now there's a lot in that little name. El, it means the God. God, the God of Israel. Or to the God of Israel. Jacob, his name has changed to Israel. His God is Jehovah God, the creator of the world. The promise was given to Jacob. The promise was given to Isaac. The promise was given to Abraham. Now look at chapter 35. Genesis chapter 35. So Israel, Jacob, comes here to Bethel. And he's given the promise of the land of Canaan again. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. And make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. So they had to do some house cleaning. Verse number 12. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Who's God talking to this time? Jacob, right? What's Jacob's name changed to? Israel. Well, that's pretty, that's like plain as a nose on your face. God said, I promised the land to Abraham. Abraham went off to Mount Moriah. He made it all the way to Jerusalem. Yeah, he didn't fly there. He walked everywhere, okay? All that land belongs to Abraham. Then it belonged to his son, Isaac. Now it belongs to his son, Jacob. And God just said, okay, I'm going to repeat the promise to each one over and over and over. I don't know how many times we found it, like 10 times already. They're all number 6 now. Whatever the next number is. The promised land is Canaan. Look at Genesis. Look at Exodus. Okay, here's another book. Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter 33. Now, God promised Abraham that his seed would be in bondage for 400 years. They would spoil the people that kept them slaves, and they would leave and they would go to this promised land after 400 years. Now, here's Moses, and he's the one who brings them out. Chapter 33, Exodus, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite, the Amorite, the Hittite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, the Jebusite. You remember all those ites back then? There's a lot of them. You can study them this way and that way. They're all over the place. And God said, you're going to drive them all out. The promised land is Canaan. It was promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob. Now look at Deuteronomy chapter 7. Deuteronomy chapter 7. And verse number 1. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee into the land whither thou goest to possess it, and hast cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites and the Girgashites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than thou. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughters shall not go give thy daughters thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against thee and destroy thee suddenly. But thus shall ye deal with them, and ye shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves and burn their graven images with fire. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people, for ye were the fewest of all people. But because the Lord loved you, and because you would keep the oath which he has sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the land of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. So, let's read verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. God said, look, I chose Israel, not because you're a lot in number, not because you especially love me. I chose you because I wanted to choose you. You're arrogant, you're conceited, you're pig-headed, you're sometimes idolatrous, you're cantankerous, right? You're a pain in the neck. And God said, but you know what? You're mine. I love you. You're the apple of my eye. And if somebody touches you, watch out. Look at all the people that mess with Israel. They're backwards, okay? They ride around on camels, right? I'm sorry. They're just, if they didn't have oil, it would just be a giant litter box. That's all it would be, right? Okay. Let me give you some final thoughts. Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah chapter 31. I love Israel because God loves Israel. Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah 31 verse 1. At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel. They shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him the rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Verse number 1, God said, they shall be my people. God calls Israel his people. Look, I'm blessed. I thank God I'm an American. But God never called Americans his people. He called Israel his people. Number 2, God is repeatedly in the scripture called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over and over and over again. Elijah is on Mount Carmel. We're not looking at the verse, but in 1 Kings 18 and verse number 36, all of Israel is there. How long halt you between two opinions? If God is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him. The contest, right? Finally, Elijah prays. And in that short, I think it's 64-word prayer, he mentions the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And fire came down from heaven. Look at 2 Kings chapter 13. 2 Kings chapter 13. And verse number 22. But Hazael, king of Syria, oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And the Lord is gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and had respect unto them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and not Ishmael, Jacob, Israel, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. God has never called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael. Jehovah God is called, don't miss this, that's the last thought. He is called in the Bible the Lord God of Israel, not once, not twice, But 498 times, the God of Israel. Oh boy, we need to pray for Israel tonight. I'm afraid that if America stops blessing Israel, God will stop blessing America. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for